are launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free. So enjoy all those on us at freetalklive.com. We roll right back into your phone calls. Phil is still on the line listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. Phil, didn't have enough time to get all your thoughts out there in the last hour, so go ahead, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for the time. I guess just about this New World Order thing, like I was saying, I don't want to get into the Democrats versus Republicans and you're a socialist, I'm not a socialist, all this kind of stuff. But when someone brings up New World Order, that's... To me, that's a little bit of a different jump, and I think it's neat that you guys actually gave the caller from Florida time to, you know, kind of explain herself, and a lot of people would have just written her off, and maybe she is kooky and crazy, but I think it's neat that you guys at least gave her the time. I'm more curious with where does this stuff come from? I mean, I'm a pretty open-minded person. I don't think that all of these theories are so wacky, but, I mean, that's a pretty big leap to make that Obama specifically, or the U.S. government is working behind the scenes to form some one-world new government. And I know a lot of people believe that. So I guess my question to you guys in just the discussion is, where does this stuff come from? And I don't think all these people are crazy, right?
Well, it's an excellent question. And from what I understand of the conspiracy theory, for lack of a better term, this whole New World Order idea, there is something to back it up. I mean, they do have there are certain people that are in this world that are very, very powerful. They're considered the elites, people like the Rockefeller family, for instance. And there are these groups that sort of form. The Bilderberg group is one that comes up a lot.
Trilateral Commission.
The
Council on Foreign Relations.
The Council of Trilateral. Yeah, exactly. Those two are big ones.
The Freemasons are poisoning our water.
I don't know about that part, but...
Fluoride.
But, Mark, no, to be serious here, I mean, to be fair... These organizations do come right out in their own paperworks, in their own books, and absolutely admit that their long-term goals are to have essentially a one-world government. I mean, there are people out there that want these things.
Well, the Bilderberg Group is concentrated on commerce between nations, so it's tearing down national restrictions on commerce is really their big
thing.
Oh,
I don't know if they're interested in tearing anything down, Mark. I mean, this is an organization of politicians and power mongers.
The Bilderberg
you think they're interested in tearing down rules?
The Bilderberg Group is more about business leaders who then recruit politicians to sort of groom them and tell them what it is that they want.
Right,
they're
but
rich, powerful men, no doubt.
Yeah, but the politicians...
And I'm not saying they have our best interests at heart.
Right, they're not interested in tearing down trade restrictions on anybody but themselves.
Oh,
okay?
Sure, the trade restrictions, in the way that they'll tear them down, will benefit the large moneyed people. Absolutely true.
So there is something to it. I mean, whether or not there's this grand overarching worldwide conspiracy, that seems doubtful because of the reason that Mark suggested earlier in the show, and that is that the people that are the power mongers in each individual country are not going to want to just give up the power that they have over the people in their country. So I would say that what's more realistic, instead of having this one overarching grand conspiracy that many of the conspiracy fringers believe in, I think it's more likely that you have various different groups of people that would be vying for that sort of power. So various different new worlds order, if you will. But that's just speculation.
Would you guys consider something like the European Union, you know, which is, you know, one currency? I mean, isn't that one or two steps away from some sort of one world?
Oh, absolutely.
Or are we going too far?
I know, and that's absolutely the next step to the one world government is to have this European Union, possibly a North American Union. That's an idea that's been sort of bandied about. I believe there is an Asian Union, if I'm not mistaken, and that's the direction that things definitely seem to be going in. So it's a very realistic possibility. It's just that slapping the term New World Order on it all just kind of, I think, makes it too simplistic. I think it sort of oversimplifies a very complicated world worldwide situation, and that's one of the areas where I will disagree with those folks, because it makes you, especially when you start saying that you use those terms, you automatically couch yourself in the fringer realm.
You either include or exclude somebody by using the term New World Order. Either they have, you know, like likely people have heard the term, and the people that have heard the term either say, yes, I believe that there's a New World Order of men that make decisions in dark, smoky rooms and rule the world and that kind of thing, or I don't. And if, you know, when you toss out that term, people immediately make judgments, just like that.
Right. Well, listen, guys, I'm glad I stumbled on your show. Very interesting.
Thanks, Phil. Glad to have you out there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231 to the AMP line. We talked to Key, ladies first, on Free Talk Live. Hello, Key.
Oh, hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I got in the mail today not my town newsletter, a community newsletter that we get quarterly. Just a nice little thing about what's going on in our community.
Okay.
There's a cop corner. It talks about house numbers.
Hmm.
And I can go to prison for 30 days if I don't have the right house number on my house.
Oh my goodness.
So if you have nailed on numbers and the nine slips, you know, because I've definitely seen these numbers where there's two nails and it's happened. I've worked in I've delivered pizzas and I've worked for volunteer fire departments, and it happens. I've looked at these house numbers and the nail will come out and the nine will slip and turn into a six.
Yeah, we can't have those. It says every house or building it has to have it displayed. For houses, it has to be a minimum of 4 inches in height.
Mm.
The color is required to be in contrast to the immediate background, and such numbers should be made of durable material and clearly visible at night. The numbers shall be procured and affixed at the expense of the owners of the property.
I have no idea if such rules exist around here. I have no clue, and I'm not going to go and look at this, but this was actually in the newsletter.
This is just in a community newsletter. Mm. It says that the fine would be not more than $600 in the cost of prosecution, and that if you can't pay it, you'll be in prison for a term not exceeding 30 days, and each week's continuation of a violation of this chapter shall constitute a separate offense.
It's just more evidence that these bureaucrats,
house numbers,
they believe they own you and they own your property. Isn't it outrageous?
And at first I thought I was changing the topic, but maybe I'm really not.
Well, you can always change the topic here on Free Talk Live, so that's the point of the show. I'm sure the government bureaucrats will come by and give you a warning first and give you a certain time window in which to correct the so-called violation, and then they'll come back with a fine.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Just more proof, Key.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts for us tonight?
No, that's about it.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Yeah, if you thought you owned your property, you're wrong. I mean, just wait until something about your property disagrees with the bureaucrats, and then you'll find out the truth.
I think that it's a good idea, a very, very good idea, to have the right numbers on the outside of your house. However, I think it's a...
What if I don't want visitors?
I don't know. Maybe
what if I don't want mail?
I don't know. I don't get mail in my house. I don't even have a mailbox.
Yeah.
I don't like the idea that, the government steals the box once you put it up.
It's federal property.
It's federal property. I'm not giving you any boxes, so I didn't put one up. Because
that's
the
awesome.
Only thing that they put in your mailbox is...
Junk?
Junk. You get bills and junk. And I can get bills at my...
You got a private mailbox.
I have a private mailbox. And I can get my bills sent there, and I do. But what I don't get is I don't get all those pizza advertisements and, just the junk that shows up. I get some, but not all.
So nobody's messed with you over that? They haven't threatened you to
Nothing
put up a mailbox?
For residents. No.
Oh, that's good to know.
But it seems really crazy to me, the idea that you could spend 30 days in jail for this. And people are sitting out there, they're saying to themselves, well, yeah, they've got that on there, but they're not going to do it.
They totally would.
They wouldn't necessarily do it, but the fact is, this is a nation of 300 million people. And we bring up stories constantly. There was a woman who was thrown in jail for having her yard, her grass too long. We just talked about this. There's a guy in Miami who was tossed in jail for giving somebody a ride from the grocery store
and taking
$5 for gas because he was charged with being an unlicensed cab driver or something. They had a sting on this. They asked the man. It's crazy.
The toll-free number here is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. We've got some ladies on the line that are concerned about the whole national service concept that we were discussing in hour number one. We'll talk to them, plus your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making most attackers think twice. For only $12.95, pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free. And those features include the updates. Get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Did you know that over 35% of IT admins admit to snooping through their boss's email? Shouldn't your business email be secure? PrivacyHarbor.com is an email alternative that's private and confidential. Guaranteed. PrivacyHarbor.com, because normal email is not secure. You can get a free account at PrivacyHarbor.com, too. Go to PrivacyHarbor.com.
We go to your phone calls. Ladies first, Brenda, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brenda.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple of practical questions about the National Service. Who's going to track all those hours? Who's going to keep track of that?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Probably the, if it's for school students, then probably the same people that track all their grades and all their, you know.
Wow.
Well, I'm sure they'll be happy.
You wonder if those people are willing to do all that.
Brenda, I'm sure they'll be happy to hire on new bureaucrats to expand their program. I'm sure that'll come with, all kinds of federal grant money to bring on more bureaucrats to handle that paperwork.
Yeah, the other question I have is that when you look at the practical level, you're talking about thousands of people. Even if you're in a place like Charleston, if you're looking at school children, you're looking at thousands of children that are going to be required. Are these agencies going to be equipped to handle thousands of volunteers, and who's going to assure my child's safety?
Well, I don't know.
Who's going to supervise my child? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Safety certainly would be an issue, but I would think that it wouldn't be that difficult to track the hours any more than it is, you know, the kids turn them in. You know, teachers could handle it. They could make just some line item on the report card. Anybody who doesn't reach 50 that year, in deficit or whatever, and they have to get counseled or God knows what they're going to do.
But these are all good questions. I mean, this is going to be an incredible burden if it does actually involve private charities, as it might. I mean, we haven't gotten the details as to whether or not they're going to be working for the government or through the government for private charities or for private charities directly. However that's all going to work is yet to be determined. But if it is for private charities, it's going to be kind of complicated for them because they're going to have some kids coming in.
I think it's very complicated because you're talking about thousands of people with thousands of hours.
And right, and a turnover.
Yeah, exactly. For these agencies to have to supervise, to plan, to, have something for them to do when they come, to sign their hours. I guess that's another question I have, is that, a child goes and says, well, I spent, 5 hours at the animal shelter on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Who's going to verify that happened?
It's probably, as I recall from when I was in high school, there was a community service requirement at that point, and there was just basically a form that you had to fill out and have some sort of person at the charity or the private charity.
And they knew that was that person and not your buddy on the bus?
No, they had no idea. I suppose they could spot check.
You see what I'm saying? At a practical level, I think there's a lot of problems.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, there's no reason why this program will not be incredibly unwieldy and obtuse and large and bureaucratic.
If it wasn't, it wouldn't be a government program.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
And I agree with your concerns.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Hey, thanks, Brenda, for waiting so patiently. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. And I agree with your concerns, absolutely. I mean, imagine, Mark, that you are running this private charity, and then you get this influx of volunteers, which is nice and all, to have people coming in and deciding to work for you, but they'll only stay for, 50 hours.
Right, they barely get trained at 50 hours. And that's 50 hours in a year, in a nine-month school year. That's 50 hours. And so you're not talking about a heck of a lot. 50 hours in that amount of time, you're not even going to know the job. And then you're dealing with high school students who may not want to be there.
Yeah, I know I did not appreciate being forced into the so-called community service.
So they're going to try not to work. Who wants a volunteer that doesn't want to work?
Right, it's bad enough I know that my girlfriend Julia is a manager at a restaurant. And it works with mostly young people. I mean, 99% of the staff is probably under the age of 22. And many of them, it's their first job. So you're dealing with teenagers that really don't have any work ethic yet. I mean, many of these teenagers that are going, I mean, especially middle school, the proposal for this national service program is middle school and high school having to work 50 hours per year. These people don't have any experience in the working world, number one. So you're talking about a glorified babysitting service. I mean, my girlfriend feels like she's babysitting sometimes when she's at work because these kids are just, you know, they're off their assignment. They're standing around. They're not doing what they're supposed to be doing.
And their pants are around their knees.
Well, I mean, if they could get away with that, this is a job and they can be fired for that. And I imagine that there'll be a process for the private charity to get rid of somebody that's not actually participating. But all of this is going to be an extra burden because they didn't ask for it. I mean, I'm sure they want volunteers, but when you want volunteers, you want real volunteers, not conscripts.
Well, this is, it's more support as to why it would be a government program, only government programs and not private charities, is because one bad employee can really screw things up. If you have a situation where one of these middle schoolers or high schoolers comes in contact with one of your donors and they do something
stupid,
bad or wrong or whatever, that could, it could taint that person from donating ever again.
That's not a good thing.
That's a very bad thing.
Let's continue with April listening to KGEZ in Montana. April, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, this last year my daughter had a couple classes where she was required to do community service as part of the grade in the class.
Mm-hmm.
And in one situation, I kind of bit my tongue. It was an English class, and they were supposed to make these books for these kids in Africa. And I kind of thought that it was stupid, but I didn't. We discussed how stupid it was, and then my daughter just made some little, very, let's say she didn't put a lot of effort into it.
Yeah.
And then the next year,
she did the bare minimum.
Yeah, and then the next year she had to do it again in a geometry class, and that was kind of where I was like, what does this have to do with geometry? Making a book for some little kid in Africa. For one thing, if I was a little kid in Africa, I'd rather just have you go to the thrift store and buy me some 5-cent or 10-cent book and mail it to me rather than have some homemade, stapled together, colored book that obviously this person did not want to make.
Right. I totally agree with you on that point. Why, why can't you send them old textbooks that have, been retired?
Yeah. But my biggest problem with it, because actually I tend to be kind of a national socialist, and my biggest problem with it was not the community service, but with the way that it was done. I mean, if my daughter is required to do something here in our community in Kalispell, Montana, that is to benefit our community, I really don't have a big problem with that. But to have my child do something for what I don't consider to be my community. And so when we lived in California, I would never have gone along with my daughter doing any kind of community service, because basically there it's become such a, it's just such a dog-eat-dog multicultural stew down there. But up here in Kalispell, I feel, in fact, I do community service all the time myself.
Thanks for the call tonight, April. Appreciate hearing from you. I'm certainly no national socialist. Don't agree with you on that point. But I definitely understand that if you're forced to do something, you resent it, and you want to do the very bare minimum to get by. And is that what people really want out of this? It's Free Talk Live.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur Dehydrator? The Excalibur Dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Fuel prices are up and down, biting into everyone's budget. If you're ready to start saving at the pump, Fuel Saver Technologies can help. With a small squeeze of our fuel conditioner in your gas tank, more of each gallon of fuel will combust, improving your fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, gas or diesel, we guarantee that your savings will exceed the cost of our product. Our fuel additive reduces the emissions and maintenance costs and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Our 2-ounce consumer squeeze bottle costs only $8 and treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. If you buy a case of 16 or 32 bottles, the price drops to $6 a bottle and we'll ship it to you for free. Call us toll free at 866-768-7811 or look online at fuelsaverinc.com. Start saving on fuel today, 866-768-7811. Online, fuelsaverinc.com. Spend a little and save a lot.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip!
The logical companion of GLUR 5, GLUR 6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on the site, and we give them all away, including live streams. There's a broadband version, dial-up version, and even a webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com. And want to invite you to the Liberty Forum. Go over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to learn more about this awesome, wonderful networking opportunity and convention-style event that's going to be happening in Nashua, New Hampshire in early March of 2009. All kinds of liberty-oriented luminaries will be in attendance, including Glenn Jacobs, also known as WWE's Kane. He'll be speaking there, and as well as Richard Heller from the Heller versus DC gun decision, plus so many more speakers. I can't go through them all right here. Head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum to get the full list, get all the details, and get signed up. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting live. You'll be able to network with hundreds of other liberty-loving individuals, people who, like you, understand freedom and want to achieve it in their lifetimes. Many of them, of course, already living here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, many of them considering a move to New Hampshire, and many of them are already planning that move. But all of these folks are coming together to the same place for one weekend, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it, and I know, Mark, you've enjoyed yourself the past few Liberty Forums as well.
They're great.
So head over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum, get signed up, and use this discount code to save yourself an extra 10%. 2009 FTL is the code. That's 2009 FTL at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. As we go to your phone calls and start with Pam in Kentucky, listening to WKCT. Hello, Pam.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Hey, what's on your mind?
I've got a couple of questions for you.
Sure.
The first one, so many people across the country have trouble with medical costs.
Mm.
I want to know how come Congress, the Senate, the government in general, never, ever do you hear anything about them addressing the medical costs. Why can't they put a cap on it? Are the lobbyists putting pressure on them? Is there a law against it? Why do we never hear a thing about it?
Price caps, Mark. What do you think?
Well, I think price caps don't work because the problem is that people are going to take their business elsewhere. If you, for instance, with a gallon of gas, if they price capped gallon of gas at $2, well, they're going to send the gas to China or India or someplace where people will pay a market rate. So price caps don't really work. And most of the problem we have in the medical field is the fact that the government's been involved up to this point.
That's why the prices are so high.
Right.
First
half, we already have a socialized medicine system here in the United States. It's called Medicare, Medicaid. Half of the dollars that are spent in healthcare are spent by the government. So they don't have to pinch pennies the way you do. They don't have to make the mortgage payment. They'll just print more money or tax somebody more. So if they want to raise, they just demand it. And that's really what the problem is. The reason that the prices are as high as they are is because we've allowed the government to be involved in this as it is. They license doctors. There's a union out there called the American Medical Association. The American Medical Association, in bed with the government, and they decide who can be a doctor, a health care provider.
So they're limiting supply.
Absolutely.
Which means that those who are the exclusive few that can provide doctor services are able to charge more because there aren't as much competition in the marketplace.
If you need penicillin or some kind of amoxicillin or some kind of antibiotic or something like that, do you really need to go to the doctor to know that you have a bronchitis? Chances are no. You could just ask somebody, if they didn't have these kind of restrictions, you could just go to the drugstore and buy these things.
Right, but the prescription process guarantees business for doctors.
It's this whole system that they've created. The government is the problem.
We haven't even mentioned the FDA.
If we asked the government for a solution, all they're going to do is create a bigger problem.
Yeah, well, compound problem upon problem. The actual solution would be to reduce or preferably eliminate government's role in the healthcare system. Of course, I don't see that happening anytime soon at a national level, which is why I think secession is certainly a viable option. But we haven't even touched on the FDA, Mark. I mean, there's so many different aspects to this whole healthcare picture, but the FDA is one of the biggest ones because it's sort of providing a similar role as the AMA, except the FDA is actually a government organization. Its protection service is essentially what it is for drug companies. The drug companies have the exclusive ability to put their drugs through the FDA because they can afford the process, whereas as if you happen to discover a cure for AIDS using your chemicals at home, I mean, that's not very likely to happen, but let's say you were an amateur experimenter in the realm of possibly providing some sort of cure for something, and you discovered that cure, you wouldn't be able to afford to put it through the FDA process because you probably don't have $1 billion sitting in the bank account with which that you could push it through their extremely expensive and extremely long and arduous approval process, which takes something like 19 years to get a medicine over through to market. So only so many companies are able to actually afford this particular process, which means, again, that competition is restricted, the options in the marketplace are limited, and prices are expensive as a result of that. So the answer isn't a government solution because the government created the problem in the first place. Does that make sense, Pam?
It sounds like your best bet is to just learn all you can about medicine, make your own diagnosis, and buy your prescription drugs from overseas.
Now, that is a way to get your hands on prescription drugs without having to go through the doctor process.
And stop smoking. You do a huge benefit to oneself if they don't
smoke.
What
was your other question tonight, Pam?
The other question is, I've heard a lot about the fairness doctrine, but I really don't understand what it is. I know it affects talk radio because they're all talking about it, but I don't have a clue what exactly they're talking about. So could you explain it a little bit more for me? I'm going to hang up so I can hear what you say.
Thanks, Pam, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. You know, we talked extensively about the Fairness Doctrine on last night's show. You can grab the archive over at freetalklive.com. For those of you that don't have that ability, briefly, We don't know at this point what the fairness doctrine is going to entail, because
right, there
it's going to be different.
There was something called a fairness doctrine in the past, which essentially required stations to provide community forums and different points of view and things like that. And different stations treated it differently, and the FCC didn't get as involved as they could have, which is it's good that they didn't. But most stations erred on the side of discretion rather than bravery, and so you didn't. Rush Limbaugh came around after the fairness doctrine.
Yeah.
You likely wouldn't have as many political opinion shows as you do currently in that arena. But we don't know what they're liable to put out there. Who knows?
No, we have no idea, and nor do any of the other talk show hosts that are out there, I guess, speculating and shivering about this, this fairness doctrine that has been proposed. I mean, some people are talking about it. Maybe it will happen, but it's really not. It's not fair to comment because we don't know what it's going to entail.
I will comment that freedom of speech is what makes this country great.
That's
and
true.
To limit what a radio station owner, and I don't want to hear anything about public airwaves because you don't own the public airwaves. To limit what a radio station owner can say or allow his station to put on the air is denying free speech. It's wrong. It's antithetical to what America is.
Well, I think the FCC itself is antithetical to freedom. I think the FCC is the idea that they can even restrict people from flipping a transmitter on should they want to is pretty outrageous, and an outrageous restriction on free speech, number one, which is where if they do bring a fairness doctrine back into play, they're going to focus on not the program content providers like Free Talk Live, we're a syndicated show, but they're going to focus on your local radio station owner. He's going to be the one that's the target of, or the company or whoever, they're going to be the target of these new regulations, and they will be the ones that will have to jump through whatever the hoops are that the federal government puts up. Otherwise, the FCC will yank their government license. So I think that a lot of the talk show hosts are just getting all up in a tizzy about this when they don't even really know what they're talking about yet. Nobody really knows what the new fairness doctrine will be or if there will even be one. There may be, but we still don't know what it means.
I think likely they're going to try to push something through. It only makes sense that because the Democrats don't benefit from talk radio, even though there's a Democratic type, you know, a progressive radio out there, they don't benefit from that.
You know what they might do? They might require something like radio stations with multiple stations in a cluster. If they're going to have conservative talk on one station, they may require they balance each conservative show with a so-called progressive show. But how do you determine what is what? What would you consider Free Talk Live?
Where do we fit into all this?
We're neither. I mean, we're progressing toward liberty and at the same time conserving liberty. So how do you explain that one?
The only fairness doctrine would be if the federal government required every station to carry Free Talk Live.
Hey, more on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Call 1-800-246-6204. That's 1-800-246-6204.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. We're entering a holiday season never before seen in America. We're thankful for the warning given by members of Mr. Obama's campaign team of the coming international incident, which will force unpopular decisions. Without this warning, many of us who still have money available would have unknowingly wasted it on Christmas gifts that will be useless when the only food available is in a government breadline. When the president is faced with the expected national security incident, the in-place Patriot legislation will control transport and distribution of food. Those of us who are able to take care of ourselves must put in supplies of food. This will free up the relief organizations to give food to those unable or not smart enough to prepare. The greatest gift this Christmas is life itself. Food for these unknown times. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. You like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live? Well, shop with us over at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is that you need to buy, either used or new, in 41 categories in which you can shop, you'll find it all over at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can feel good because you're getting the brands you trust at the prices that you need, especially when budget might be a little bit tighter than it normally is. You still got to buy stuff for Christmas season, most likely, or the holiday season here. So consider getting that shopping done right now at amazon.freetalklive.com and avoid all the stores and the traffic and all that other nonsense. Let's go to your phone calls. We start with the ladies. Christina is on the line in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Christina.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm a little nervous. This is the first time I've ever called into a radio show, but compelled. I was compelled because as you're speaking about this so-called national service for kids, I think you and all the callers are missing one major point. This isn't about mandatory service for kids. This is about a credit, a tax credit you can earn for college. So it's not about graduating high school.
No, it is. According to you're right about the college thing. They are they're going to be handing out $4,000 grants to college kids that perform 100 hours of so-called community service every year. But it's starting in middle school and high school where there is no financial incentive. It's just you've got to do this in order to graduate. So that is something
After you started talking about it, I reviewed it, and I didn't see that anywhere.
Did you go to a change.gov, which is Obama's website?
I actually did. I'm home working, so I figured I could go check it out. I saw the bit about kids, you know, middle school and high school kids working for community service, but I didn't see anything where it said it was tying to their grades or diplomas.
Well, they have to have a way to ensure.
Likely it wouldn't be tied to their grades, but if it's going to be middle school and high school kids, how would they enforce this?
That's a very good question. I think if you send your kids to, you know, public or, you know, as you were saying, government schools, mm-hmm. most schools, if, I mean, we're in a big city, have some component of community service, because I think one of the things that a lot of the folks who may be in rural areas are forgetting, if you're living in an urban area, most of the school systems are at an 80% poverty level, and how they measure that is by the amount of kids who get free lunch. So most of those kids get wraparound services anyways, as someone alluded to, like a daycare. So these are kids, and even at the high school level, who are from, you know, 7:30 in the morning to 4:30, 5:30, 6:30 in the evening, essentially in the custody of the government.
And, sure, it's like a day prison.
Truthfully, for the most part, for the better for them, because the reality is a lot of these people, you can't really call them parents.
Well, I don't agree with you that it's...
Right. Are you saying that a lot of the... hold on. That you're, like, the majority of parents out there stink and shouldn't have their kids?
I didn't say that. I said if you look at a lot of the urban schools, I can cite specifically, I'm in Milwaukee, 80% of the kids who attend Milwaukee public schools are under the poverty line.
Okay, and in these same schools that you're referring to, generally they leave the high school functionally illiterate. 40% of them will leave functionally illiterate. So
that's
these schools,
if they graduate. The graduation rate here is abominable.
Right. These schools are failing at educating kids, let alone teaching them to be good little bureaucrats. So, and to put mandates, one-size-fits-all mandates, on public schools in big cities and then put them on little people, little schools in rural areas, it's not fair. It doesn't work. It's a bad system. My kids shouldn't have to go to some government make work program simply because it's a better thing for urban kids.
I haven't heard anything we're saying that it's mandatory. You can always, as you pointed out earlier, opt out of that system entirely.
Can I opt out of paying for the public school too?
Well, that's a great idea, because I know we're in a position where we pay for a public school and we pay for a private school twice, because in Wisconsin we have what's called a choice program. So my tax dollars can go to poor people, quote-unquote poor people, for them to take the tax money that I've paid in and take it to a private school. But if you make too much money, I can't get that same deal.
I understood. Do you think that's fair?
I think it's monumentally unfair.
Well, there you go. Then we agree. I don't think people should be forced and coerced into doing things that they don't want to do. Now, if there wasn't a requirement to pay these things, do you think that you'd feel motivated to donate to a program where, that would help kids that of underprivileged families get educated?
If it was my choice, I would love to be able to make the choice, but currently the system doesn't allow me to make that choice.
Well, but you're right. It doesn't, because they're going to steal your house if you decide to make the choice. You could make the choice, but that would make you sort of the one person sticking your head above the water, and they'd come after you for it, which is why I think more people need to get together and they need to decide to opt out of paying for these insane government indoctrination camps and keep their money and then decide for themselves how to spend it. I know what I would do. I mean, I'm paying here 60% of the property tax bill in Keene, New Hampshire, goes to the government school. I could save myself that 60%, maybe probably save $2,400 or $2,800 off of my $5,000+ tax bill. I could take half of that money, give it to my tenants so they could use that to educate their daughter, and I could take the rest of it and give it to a private school scholarship of my choosing. There happens to be one here in New Hampshire called the Liberty Scholarship Fund. So for me, it's not about the money, it's about the choice. And I think that if we had more people who would have the courage to make the choice now rather than begging the government bureaucrats to allow them to make such a choice, we could foster the kind of change we're looking for. But as long as people beg, they're probably never going to be granted that permission.
I don't disagree with you at all, but I think that also we need to take this as a teaching moment as parents and talk to our kids. I have a 14-year-old in high school, and we very clearly explain to her the choices that we feel that we've made on her behalf, as well as ones that we felt that we weren't able to make because of some of those ramifications. The example of the woman in Idaho, she could have, instead of encouraging her daughter to make a shoddy product for her grade, for her work project, that's a teachable moment to have an opportunity to take that to the teacher to propose, as she wanted to do her community service in her community. You know, yes, you're right. There are options, but I think it also behooves us as parents to take that lead and teach our kids. And maybe that change won't come about in a one great change, but in increments, we can help teach our kids.
Sounds good, Christina. Thanks for the call.
Always best to make lemonade out of lemons.
Appreciate hearing from you tonight. We go, finally, to some of the guys that have been hanging on patiently here. Dave is on the line in New York. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening.
Hey, Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
Two quick comments and one new topic.
All right, go.
Emmanuel drafted the assault weapons ban during the Clinton administration and drafted NAFTA.
Now, this is the chief
Rahm
of staff.
Emanuel, chief
yep,
of staff.
Yep. And as far as the new world order, I can tell you I've heard about 30 nationals say it in the past year, and all you got to do is go on YouTube. And if you flip your dollar around, it's written in Latin. It says, anointed crown, new order secular, which is new world order, right on your dollar bill. Now, third, mandatory microchipping for all dogs in Australia.
This is a news story.
The new world order wants to control your dog, too?
No. It's a Pavlovian training mechanism. The actual chip only works up to 30 feet. You have to have the RFID reader to even know whose dog it is or anything, so your neighbor's not going to be able to tell it's your dog. It's to train you to put the chip in the dog to eventually take it in you, in your body. And that's what the New World Order is. It's
now,
a top-down.
That seems like a stretch.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom tattooed her dogs on the inside of their thigh to some kind of identification so that she could get the dog back if ever they got away.
Sure.
I haven't seen those show up on people.
Yeah, well, I mean, it would become obvious if they start tattooing people. People would be up in arms because of what happened to the Jews. It's a Pavlovian training thing. It's a little bit at a time. If you go look into the whole idea of RFID, you can see the guy from that Discovery program, Mythbusters, saying that when we did an RFID show and we found out how hackable the chip was, that all the major credit card companies and banking institutions had their representatives call him up and say that that show can never be aired. And he said his producer turned white as a ghost when he got that phone call. And you can see all this stuff on YouTube. It's all out there for you to see.
Thanks, Dave, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I don't know about the micro. I mean, I see where he's coming from on the microchip thing, get people to sort of get comfortable with it so they might want to accept it for themselves.
Well, I would agree that the government would love to microchip everybody in the nation.
They could get away with it.
Absolutely would love to do that.
They could do it if they brought in with the kids. If you had to get a chip in order to go to the government schools, they would be able to microchip a good portion of the American population over a number of years. They could very well easily do something like that. I don't know if the whole idea of microchipping your dogs is some sort of grand plot. I don't think the Humane Society is in on that particular program. Seems like microchipping your animals is a sensible thing to do. More on the way. You can take control. Hour 3 coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.